Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, Tibra Laura Rosenberg, we are here. And remember, we are giving away tickets to the April Fool's Comedy Festival with performances by Samore, Bruce Spruce, Lavelle Crawford, and more happening April 1st at the Hulu Theater. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, brought to you by Marquee Concerts.
Yummy.
Yo, I am laughing because Ebro's not here. He's taking a birthday vacation, right?
That's right. Happy birthday.
So I see him on Twitter. You know he can't get off Twitter, man.
This guy, addicted.
I'm like, bro, you're on vacation. Get off social media. But one thing that he tweeted was this meme of old school Michael Jackson. And what does it say on the bottom?
Raggedy itch? Why do you do that?
Well, the reason it says it, the meme says, when you click on the hashtag Trump arrest and don't see Trump getting arrested.
Right, they tight.
Because every time I clicked on it, I'm like, nothing's happening. And remember, like, bro, I don't think anything's going to happen.
We already knew. Like I said, he uses it for free marketing and to get his people riled up.
Well, something happened yesterday. And we'll talk about it later on the show, because I heard that there was a hearing. Okay, so for the hearing of the $250 million lawsuit against former President Trump was set to begin, and the courthouse was shut down due to a bomb threat. Mm. However, according to Forbes, authorities were able to determine that the threat was not valid.
Yeah.
You know it was a bunch of shenanigans and craziness.
And did you see some of the AI images of Trump running from police and getting choked up?
Honestly, AI is scary.
Because it looks real.
I looked at some of those photos and I was like, wait a second, what? No way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I'm like, oh.
And it's not until you like see the comments and other people and you're like, oh, this is fake.
Right. That's why that AI stuff is so crazy, because when you look at it, even though it's like very polished and like
super clean.
But you know, people put filters on stuff. So you're just like, wait a second, is this just a picture with a filter?
Right. Yeah, nah, it's so
creepy.
Realistic. And now there's even some videos, not with the Trump thing, but where it's somebody else's voice. It looks like them.
Yep.
It looks like their mouth is talking the words, and it's completely artificially generated.
Bro, you could generate like logos. You can generate all kind of stuff with AI. Like, I think people were playing like little snippets of like music. I think Nessa was doing it on her show.
Really?
Where she like auto-generated Drake lyrics, and it sounded just like him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bro, that's crazy. It's really creepy.
Crazy.
So well, I don't know.
It's like you don't know what to believe nowadays.
Right.
And that's that's the problem. So.
Oh, wait. DJ John wants to say something.
What's going on here?
I have a question.
Oh, God. Here
so
we
I
go.
Saw on social that, did he really run from the cops?
No.
We just talked about that, bro.
I just saw it.
It's artificial. Like, we just talked
it's
about that.
It's an AI photo, AI generated photo. No, it's not real.
All right. Well.
It's not real. It looked real.
I'm depressed now.
No, but we're just saying that, you know.
I really wanted him to run away from the cops.
No, that was not going to happen.
No. Well, you knew he wasn't running in the middle of the street.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, right. Like, that's not going to happen. Like,
there was one that looked semi-real where it's just kind of like they grabbed him a little bit. But the ones with him running like James Bond through the street.
Or one where he's like almost on the floor and everyone's yanking him up. I'm like, that's not happening.
Nah, that didn't happen, bro.
And he didn't even get arrested.
Nothing happened.
That would be the key to knowing the pictures are fake. That when you look on the news websites, there's not one story.
Right.
Because when I saw the photos, I was like, hold up.
So I searched
and I was like, if that was real, that those photos would be all over
everywhere.
The place.
Well, they still were all over the place, but they were clearly fake.
Oh my
god. Why would he be running down the street?
Exactly.
Nobody with no help, he has no security. He's just like, nah. But we're
just talking about how AI is so creepy because it's like you really have to take two, three. You're like, wait a second, hold on. Oh, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, if it wasn't that specifically, you could have believed it from how it looked.
For sure.
Or it could be that specifically and you're DJ John and you still believe how it looks.
Exactly. But you see, people like DJ John will just be like, oh, look, this did happen.
Yeah, because I'm sure people were sharing it, forwarding it, all that stuff. And
it's wild.
Not as a joke either. Like, hey, look, they got him.
All right, man. We got some people on the line that are trying to get these tickets. We
got Felicia. Yo. Is it Felicia or Felicia?
It's Felicia.
Felicia. Hi, Felicia.
My mom's name is Felicia.
Hi. Thank you guys for having me this morning.
Hi, Mama. What do you do for a living?
So I'm a medical receptionist and biller for a doctor's office out here in Long Island.
Okay. So you make sure people pay their bills.
Basically. And I'm getting yelled at every day.
Laura, why did you just say bills like Jack A from 227? Say you pay a bill. Who else we got?
We got Arnold.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Arnold.
What up, bro?
Not much, man. Enjoying listening to you guys this morning.
Thank you. What do you do for a living?
I work at a hospital, man. I make sure you guys' parents get fed when they come to the hospital.
Okay. That's what's up. Awesome. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Felicia. Felicia.
Her
who do you want to represent you?
Laura, of course. What kind of question is that?
All right, here we go. Load up the clock. I'm in person today, so I have a fighting chance.
It's true. Okay,
if I'm not in the same room as Laura, I'm still going to lose, but it'll be closer.
You never know. Okay, let's go. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee Culture with the questions.
That's right.
Let's play Laura.
Never
lose it.
Here we go. Which mogul apparently is
Diddy.
No...
Laura.
She didn't... Oh, no. That's... Is that legal, Griff?
Oh.
Wait, I said my name afterwards, still before
you. I mean, it's not how the game works, but she's up 1-0.
But right, we'll say my name afterwards.
That's not how it works. You can't say your name afterwards.
You did it wrong, but we're giving it to you. Which animal is said to never forget?
Peter.
Laura.
Rosenberg.
Elephant.
That's true.
Okay.
Tie game. Which rapper claims she was arrested for bringing
Laura.
Rosenberg?
I don't know this one.
Three. Lotto.
Lotto's correct.
Okay.
Bringing a gun, load a gun in the airport. Liberia is a former national... Rosenberg.
Liberia?
Soviet Union.
Incorrect. Liberia is the former national airline of which country?
Oh. I still don't know.
Liberia?
Iberia?
Iberia? Oh, I think that's Spain, but it's Iberia?
Spain is correct. Sorry. Iberia. Oh, Spain, correct.
I was like, Liberia.
Which city is looking into giving a black resident $5 million? Laura.
That'd be San Francisco.
That is correct. Laura wins. You were close, though. Laura wins.
You removed the one Laura cheated on. 30 seconds of Shawnee saying the wrong thing. And I got an opportunity. Everyone.
Yeah, and she caught one in the beginning.
That's what I mean. And we spent 20 seconds talking about it.
You got robbed.
I'm going to send a letter.
You got robbed. You did get robbed.
Felicia. They're saying I robbed them, but I just was just going.
The first question probably should have been disqualified.
Listen, a win is a win.
That's right, Felicia.
Take it.
Sorry, Arnold.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll try again tomorrow. Thanks, brother. Laura, what is coming up in the Flashing Lights Report?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights Report, I don't know if you guys just saw this, but Tekashi 6ix9ine was attacked. And I've just seen these bloody pictures, and it looks really bad. So I'll give you details on the story coming up next.
Mm. 7 minutes commercial-free. Non-stop hip-hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Laura?
Yes?
Flashing Lizzie's, if you will.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Tekashi 6ix9ine was beaten up pretty bad by a group of men inside a South Florida gym. They're saying that injuries were so bad he had to be rushed to the hospital by an ambulance. So they're saying that he was inside the sauna at an LA Fitness when all of a sudden he was attacked by several guys out of nowhere. He did not have security with him. And the gym staff heard commotion and immediately called the police. and he was transported to the hospital. They're saying that he has damage to his face, like gashes, swelling, injuries to his jaw, ribs, and his back. But, ugh.
I mean, it's almost surprising. Like, it's almost surprising it's taken this long for something like this to happen.
Yeah, a lot of things surprising. One, wasn't he just recently carried out of a stadium, or is that old footage?
No, no, no. He was at the baseball game.
Drunk.
Yeah, a Mexico game in the World Baseball Classic, talking trash and being loud and obnoxious. And yeah, I think security ended up taking him out.
Carried out. And then in this one, I'm surprised that he would not have security around him. Because he's been a troublemaker with security for a long time. So now you're in a gym where people are lifting weights all right. day.
And you're in a sauna, so you're not dressed. And it's a bad situation.
It's a horrible situation.
Yeah, but also, I can't figure out. I understand that, like, none of us understand Tekashi's whole existence.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how can he have so much money to move around with full security team all the time?
All the time.
He's not currently putting out music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's doing shows.
Unless he's in witness protection.
How could you be in witness protection and roaming around on camera all right. the time? He's out and about. He's posting videos still.
Right.
So like, I just don't understand how he has the budget to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy to me. Like, anyways, we'll get back to this at 7:20 because there's multiple congratulations to go around.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oof, that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:02, a high of 61 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHD-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Getting to know yourself could be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Getting a new job, moving into a new environment, or just life hitting hard, you need somebody to talk to. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who could take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Ebro to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Ebro.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Now, I'm going to tell you guys, good morning, Tri-State. Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg, we got White-ish Wednesday coming up after 8 o'clock. But right now, we are about to get into becoming two of the all-stars, forever all-stars of congratulations, you played yourself.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of them has already been around for a long time, though it's been a minute since we've had him on Congratulations, but he's up there.
Okay.
And the other one has been emerging over the last year or so as a true all-star of the segment. This one's a doozy, Tri-State. It's time for...
So all that big Willie
Congratulations. You played yourself.
There you go.
Playing yourself. I don't play.
All right, so Laura... Yeah. I woke up to a text message from, I think, Louie, who sent it to our group. Good old King Louie, of Tekashi 6ix9ine having a bit of a situation. Fill us in on what happened here, Laura.
So, according to reports, he was savagely beaten by a group of men inside a Florida gym. Hmm. They were saying his injuries were so bad, he had to be rushed to the hospital. So now there's a video that's floating around where he's in a bathroom, and it looks like about four guys are just kicking him in the ribs and hitting him in the face and, like, punching him. So they're saying that at one point he decided to go to the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
He had no security. And that's where people, that's where these men allegedly confronted him. And when people heard the commotion, they called the police. But ugh, there's ugly, there's really ugly, bloody pictures of him.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not good.
So there's a few things to go around here. First of all, never happy to see, never happy to see violence, even if it's someone as punchable as Tekashi 6ix9ine. When you actually see it happen, you're like, it's still not nice to see. So congratulations, first of all, to everyone who's going to wake up here in the news and celebrating.
Congratulations. I mean, it's, you played yourself.
That's still not ideal. But, yo, how do we not hit Tekashi with the world's biggest congratulations for not having security?
How are you at a random LA Fitness with not one security guard?
It makes no sense. Every time we've seen him, he's been surrounded by huge bodyguards. So for this situation to take place and nobody was around to help?
I mean, but, guys, security costs money, man.
Exactly.
I that's what I said earlier.
You ran out of money?
That's what I said earlier.
I mean, it starts to go low after a while.
Absolutely.
So have security 24/7. 365 costs a lot of money.
And that's where we give him the button too, because we always said it. There's gonna come a time
where
all this taunting and all the things you do is like, you can't possibly afford security 24/7.
Yo, listen, even if you are not hated by the entire world, right? Even if you're just as famous as Tekashi 6ix9ine, you can't go walking in and working out in random LA Fitnesses. Like, you gotta, and this is the problem with being so dumb and spending so much money. You have to be at a 5-star hotel where when you go to the gym, you're good.
Right.
Because no one's getting into the hotel and no one's getting into the gym. Then you don't may not need your security in that minute.
Right.
But if you're just going to pop into a random fitness club in Florida and you're hated by the entire world.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But then to the dudes who did this, and we, none of us know what their motivation was, whether they have some actual connection to him or they felt like they were just doing good for the world. Either way, yo, why do you have multiple people filming this?
What you mean?
Well, A, there's the person holding the camera.
And their crew?
Well, hold on. It was a small sauna area. Mm-hmm. If you saw a beatdown like that and you were just a random, mm-hmm. my guess is you're leaving. My guess is you're not like, oh, world star. Like, maybe, but it's a small area with five people beating him down. Like, I know if it was me, I'd be I'm out.
Right.
I don't want to be a part of whatever's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine one of the people filming is probably down with them.
And
then if you look close, there's another person who's definitely with them, who's like next to the fight, who's holding another camera
too. They want to go viral.
People
was like, oh, we going viral, baby.
Yeah, we're the guys who beat up Tekashi 6ix9ine. Well, guess what else you get?
The button.
Congratulations. You played
yourself. But you know what?
Film us assaulting someone. Yes, that's going to be.
Great idea.
That's a great idea.
I mean, this is clearly karma, because when you add in the cameras too, the amount of times that he's tried to troll people on camera to get the attention and looks for those type of moments, you got the moment that you was looking for.
It's all bad.
With no help around you.
Now listen, I never root for violence upon anyone.
Oh, for sure.
But to be clear, I'm not going to spend today crying either.
No, I mean karma is real. This is not about wishing your downfall.
He's been putting this out for 5 years.
If this is the energy you put out, this is for anybody. This is the energy you put out. When it comes back to you, what you going to do? You get the button. That's what it is.
Facto.
Yeah, you got to
eat
it.
So it's not personal. Yeah, you got to eat that.
Oof.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, this next story made me so angry when I read it. It just boiled my blood so early.
Me too. When you told me, I was like, oh, I'm glad we still have a while till congrats, because otherwise I'd be loose out here.
So I want you to pay attention. And this is, and we're talking to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, okay? So it's in the Daily News, and you'll wake up today and you'll see headlines. And I want you to read them and pay attention. All right? Saturday closures, restricted weekday hours, and cuts to educational programs to children and adults, and a freeze on new library branch openings. Those are some of the steps that the New York City public library systems may be forced to make if Mayor Adams moves ahead with his push to cut their budgets by more than $36 million, according to the city council testimony on Monday.
Mm.
So you are coming for New York City public libraries, Queens Library, Brooklyn Library. Saturdays are the days that people need it the most.
Yeah, after school and weekends.
And let me tell you something, as a brand new parent, right? Because these are some things that sometimes you don't always pay attention. Do you know how expensive it is to find programs to take your child, educational programs? Yeah. I take my daughter to places where it's like, oh, it's $60 for 40 minutes. You know what I mean? The New York public libraries and libraries all over offer amazing educational programs for free.
Absolutely.
It is a necessity, especially when parents are struggling right now to find things to do with their children.
It's one of the most productive things you can do.
After
school, you send your child to the library to finish their homework in a quiet place, all of the books that they have access to, and sometimes they have to wait for their parents to get off of work.
Absolutely.
My son used to have to do that, too.
Now we wonder why. Why are these kids doing this, you know, like running and getting into fights after school or what? Because you keep cutting these programs. After school programs are so essential. After school programs saved my life.
For sure.
Absolutely, and I'm sure everybody in this room has been part of an after-school program.
100%.
But coming from New York City public libraries, people made such... It was so controversial when everybody was yelling defund the police, right? When the reality was taking some of those allocated, budgets and putting them into mental health programs to assist the police. Because that's really what it was.
And naturally, he didn't defund the police. He tried to refund the police.
Oh, absolutely. Okay? So that never got touched. But why? Please, I cannot. Why would you come from New York City public libraries and programs that help parents and children?
Can you imagine how much other stuff there is that he could pull money from? Instead of grabbing this money, which is relatively not that much money, but it is a lot of money for these things. Libraries, after-school care, things like that. That is not that expensive, but it kills them.
Yeah.
$35 million?
And was there any information on why he did this?
I think it's just trying to save money. I'm pretty sure he's just trying to budget.
Because it seems so extreme and doesn't make sense.
I mean,
there has to be some type of, because he has to explain himself.
But that's really it. He's trying to save money.
But cutting we need in to all save some places. Money, so children, you asked out.
I mean, listen, guys. I just want to be clear. If you voted for Mayor Adams because you thought he was in some way going to represent, in all likelihood, what were your interests or needs, I have a button for you.
Because that's
not what he's
doing. Congratulations,
your man. Let me tell you something. And by the way, I beg of the Adams people. Please call up again and tell us how much you want to come in. Because the last time we fried him, a few weeks ago, his team started texting Ebro mad about the conversation. Meanwhile, they hadn't replied to our request in months. So they reached out that day. Our producer then emails the person who was complaining about it. Please, we want the mayor up here. They haven't responded since then either. You know what they do, though? They do go on the radio with a Rosenberg. His name is Sid Rosenberg. He's not related to me. He is a right-wing conservative who he goes on the radio with like every other week, but will not come talk to the people. Meanwhile, the man's still out every single night partying, rubbing shoulders with rappers so he can get the photo ops to make people believe he's doing something cool, when in fact he's not. And the reason I'm so annoyed by it is by the end, everyone hated de Blasio.
Right.
And I Facts. Would be the first to admit he failed in a lot of things he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what he did? He at least tried to do the things that he ran on doing. This dude pretended he was going to be some man of the people. Guys, he's just a Republican. He's a cop Republican. That's it. Who goes to parties and stands next to DJs and rappers so he makes you think he's cool. What is this? Libraries?
Just want answers. We want an explanation. Why would you come for public school libraries? Why?
Yeah, that makes no sense. It's been a staple in the community and it's necessary.
It's just so disappointing. But just know that there's petitions going out there. People are fighting. They're fighting.
I mean, it's just a proposal. It may not happen, but just the fact that that's his mentality is super concerning.
Well, I think he'll come up at some point. Maybe we could keep nudging him.
This is a nudge.
I think it could happen.
This is a nudge. Mayor Adams, we don't understand what the hell you're doing. So if you want to come up and explain, we'd love to hear. And if not, and even if
congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. I don't play.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
I am tight now, Laura. Why'd you bring that up?
I'm sorry, because I'm tight too when I read this.
And by the way, DJ John escaped. Congratulations, you played yourself in spite of the fact that he thought the AI pictures of Donald Trump running down the street being chased by German shepherds was real.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
Those pictures get the button. They're good when they get the button.
Well, no,
and anybody who believed them.
No, that's who.
That's the part, right? So, DJ John.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Oh my
God. The running down the street.
Yo, getting tackled.
Looking like James Bond.
Having some health problems and don't know what's wrong? Don't text your group chat asking for opinions on what's wrong with you. Your friends aren't doctors. You need a doctor you can trust. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Plus, they treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. Go to ZocDoc.com/Ebro and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Ebro. ZocDoc.com/Ebro.
Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, another chapter for Curved. We have Mark on the phone. It's Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Mark, how you doing?
What up, man? How you doing?
Still upset that Stephanie hasn't hit you back, huh?
Yeah, some bullshit, man.
Whoa. You went and took Stephanie out to Little Italy, my notes say.
Yeah, isn't that a great little time, you know?
Sounds great.
Mom, you know? The next thing I know, you know, we eating and talking and laughing. And all of a sudden, chick just got quiet on me. And I was like, what's up?
But you sound so fun and pleasant.
Yeah, okay. Got jokes. Anyway,
well,
man,
jokes are part of life. You know, having fun. Maybe that's why she didn't like you, because you're not fun. You sound mean.
Nah, I'm not mean like that, bro. Just a serious dude. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, who wants to go on a date and have someone be real serious? Chill out, Malcolm.
What's his name? Marcus?
His name is Mark.
Marcus. Mark. Last name Garvey. M-A-R-K, relax.
Okay, Mark.
Oh, Mark. Mark. Okay, so Mark, how? I'm just curious. What was the conversation like? What were you guys talking about?
Well, simple stuff. Nothing too heavy, you know?
We're going to call Stephanie. She's not going to know you on the phone, okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to ask her why she didn't text you back. I think we have an idea, but...
We just want to be clear.
We want to hear from Stephanie. Yeah. Call Stephanie.
Hello?
Stephanie!
Hey, how are you?
Heffany!
Heffany!
Sorry, we had to do it.
What up, guys? What's going on?
Hey, thanks for coming on Ebro in the Morning today and participating in Curved. You never hit Mark back after you guys had what Mark described as a good time in Little Italy.
Yeah, okay. No, I haven't.
And how come?
It started off pretty cool. You know, he's a nice guy. And he went to the bathroom, and he was gone for a good, like, 15, 20, 30 minutes. And I just felt uncomfortable, and, you know, I said, damn, he must be taking a shit or something.
Okay.
You know, I just felt that was really weird, you know, on the first date.
But 20 minutes is a lot.
I mean, look, take it from me. Sometimes I got to camp out for a second. You know what I'm saying?
Someone's got
to
post.
In the middle of a date,
well,
bro?
Before you come on your date, then he came back, wanted to touch my hand. I didn't know if he washed his hands felt dry, and I was just uncomfortable.
Okay, you didn't think he was boring or mean or anything?
Nope, not at all.
If it was just the long doo-doo that drove you away. we have Mark on the phone,
AKA Doo-Doo Brown.
Mark.
That's f***ed up, man.
Sorry, Mark.
Damn, I've texted you several times. Why you didn't respond back to me, man?
You know, I did it once. Maybe you didn't get my text. I just felt like it just made me uncomfortable. You know, you were gone for a long time, dude. It just was, like, weird, you know? Like I said, if that's what you did, I don't know what you did, you know? You could have did something else for all I know. You could have masturbated for all I know.
All right, Stephanie.
That's real stupid, you know?
I don't know you. I'm getting to know you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you from a can of paint. I don't think you should leave a girl for 20 minutes.
Okay, so when you get up and you go with your girls to the bathroom, y'all sit and take all that time.
I didn't
time.
Leave, you know, though. You left the table. You left the table. I didn't leave.
All right, so, Steph, going on another date with a guy who has to take a long doo-doo in the middle of the day is out of the question for you.
Yes, because it's the first date. I don't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying he took a well, he could have done something else, like I said. You know, I don't know.
But why, wait, Stephanie, why are you so paranoid? Like,
we live in a crazy society right about now, son, so I take nothing for granted. You know what I'm saying?
I actually think that
Mark.
I actually think that Mark
deserves better.
Yeah. Mark, no offense, you seem like a dick, but...
that's how you feel, man?
But honestly, the fact that she wanted to walk out just because he went to the bathroom, that's...
Yeah, but Rosemary, maybe she felt like abandoned, like she was going to be left there with a check.
I washed my hands and shit when I came back. Everybody washed their hands. I even had some sanitary shit when I came out.
And your hands were dry. They didn't feel like they were lotioned or soft or wet after you washed your hands.
So that means I washed my hands.
I don't know what you did. I hope you could have wiped your shit for all I know.
You don't know, but you felt some wet substance on my hand, right? It wasn't no...
Okay. All right.
Mark, you're a foul. Why are you cursing like this?
Y'all should go on another date. Y'all both kids.
Yeah, honestly.
With 100.
I'm not a kid.
All right, hang up on both of them. They're both
the Paranoid Princess and Doo-Doo Brown together again.
What do you guys think?
No, I'm good.
Mark.
All right, Ma. It's all right, Ma. It's like horse shit anyway, so.
All right.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now. curved@eberinthemorning.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
I got to tell you, Rasan and Louie came in here. That's our camera guy and our social media guy.
That's right.
They came in with a thought that was very interesting. Did you ever consider that the Tekashi 6ix9ine situation, if you're just tuning into the program, Tekashi 6ix9ine, there's a video going around of him being beat down in a sauna. There's no security there. He's just getting beat up, and there's bloody photos, and people are saying he's in the hospital or went to the hospital. They said, what if it's just a Jussie Smollett situation? And I said, wow. Why did he not have security? It could be our idea that he's running low on money. Or it could be that this was just to get some noise, the way that Tekashi 6ix9ine knows how to get noise.
You know what? And there's a video of him where he's like leaving all bloody the bathroom, and some guy's like, I'm a fan, bro. And I don't know. Oh man, now you got it in my head. Is this? Have we all been played? I don't know.
All it took was one person mentioning it for me to think that's probably what's happening.
Right. I don't know.
Because why? And Cass One pointed out astutely, the kicks that the guys that he's receiving from the dudes in the sauna, they look like they're trying to be pro wrestlers.
Right.
Their arms are up in the air. Their back foot stomping on the ground. It looks like, as we would call it, a work kick. It doesn't look like a real thing.
We'll find out soon enough.
We will find out soon enough. So keep your eye on that.
Wow.
Remember what you heard at first.
Or don't.
Or don't if we're wrong.
Juicy.
All right. It's time to get on the phone lines. 1-800-223-9797. So we can give you some money with our friend and your favorite, DJ John.
Yeah, yeah.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny
John.
DJ John. Johnny.
DJ John, how are you today?
Feeling good. Feeling great.
You
know, you saw those pictures of Trump getting arrested and getting beaten up by the cops.
You didn't. Amazing. Did you think that was really real, or are you trying to like play the character of DJ John by saying you thought it was real?
It looked real. I thought it was real.
Did anybody like have a conversation where John said specifically, "Oh my God, did you see the pictures of Trump getting arrested?"
No.
No, but he thought it was real.
John.
I mean,
why would you think?
Streets talking.
Now listen.
Streets talking.
Oh my God. You know what though? It does fit in. Because Trump is the Tekashi 6ix9ine of presidents.
Oh, I thought about that just now.
You know what I'm saying?
They're both Geminis. They know how to. So is Kanye.
By the way, don't know how to court attention.
What?
Did you put astrology?
Trump, don't put Trump and Tekashi on all Geminis. That's not right.
No, they're all Geminis are like.
Wow.
His girl's a Gemini, he's saying that.
She's like, your girl's like Trump?
No, I didn't say that.
Damn. See,
that's why he's laughing.
Yo,
he knows.
Yo, so you, wait, where's... So, what's your girl's background again? Ethnic background?
She's half Puerto Rican, half Mexican.
Oh, she's half Mexican. Okay. Yeah. So, Trump and Mexican. That's a crazy combo.
She's got a little 6ix9ine in there. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
What?
Wow.
Crazy.
Yo, you're going to have a hard time getting home tonight.
Grand opening, grand closing.
In trouble.
But yeah, anyway, so DJ John believed the AI photos of Trump getting arrested.
Running through the streets.
Now, I will tell you, because he is the Tekashi 6ix9ine of presidents, Trump would love that visual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe that whenever this arraignment or whatever happens, which now they're saying is going to be next week, I do believe he won't go in. He'll wait for them to come get him so he can get that picture.
Get that picture.
Right? He doesn't want to like quietly go in a limousine and sneak out and get caught. That would be the normal thing to do is you avoid getting pictures taken. No. I imagine he wants the picture of him getting arrested, right?
Because the marketing helps him. You know what I'm saying?
That's such a big... Look, they kicked me off Twitter. Now they're arresting me for no reason. Right.
Help, help. I love the one... I love the one that he looks like Jason Bourne. Like running in the streets.
And then the picture of his wife like crying, like, no!
I didn't see that one.
Oh, I didn't see that either.
Yeah.
By the way, she would not be crying in real life. She'd be like,
all right. She's like, yes.
All right, DJ John, what are you giving the people today?
Oh, we got money. We're playing Beat the Buzzer.
Woo!
You have a chance to win some money. All you hear is some amounts of money, and then you just hear, and you say stop when you hear like, you know, $100, $220, whatever you want to hear.
But it goes up and down. You never know. So, like, yesterday, we had our first person, second person we've seen fail. It's our third?
I love it.
It's our third failure we've had. So, most people win. Like, 80%, 85% are winning.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. Because it goes down sometimes, you're trying to get more. Then it drops down. You're like, oh, it better go back up. Then it doesn't.
Right.
And then you're screwed.
Done.
So, let's go to the phone line, see who we have to beat the buzzer. Hello, Nikki.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, Nikki.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, Nikki, do you know how to play the game, Beat the Buzzer?
Yes. I have to listen to the prize, and then once I'm ready to say stop, I say stop. But I got to be careful because I could lose it all.
Okay,
you go. She knows.
That's what makes you our darling Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Sorry.
Thank you. I listen to you guys every morning.
Okay. Hey. We're rooting for you, Nikki. We are rooting for you.
Shawnee.
Darling, all right, let's go.
Darling with Nikki wasn't enough. We can go further. But Nikki, are you also daddy's little girl?
Nah, not really.
Okay, sorry. It was a Nikki D reference. Don't worry about it. Here we go. You ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, here we go, Shawnee. Let's set it up.
Here we go.
$10.
What?
$20. $100. $30.
Yo, that was dirty. That was dirty.
Wow.
Yo, P.O.
Yo, get P.O. on the line. Wow. That is dirty.
That was dirty.
It went up to 100.
I love it.
Max.
I love it.
Went down to 30. They know nobody's face.
I can't even hear it.
Oh,
I can't hear it. Well, I couldn't hear anything.
You didn't hear anything?
Oh, no. She's trying to get one over.
What happened? Wait, they did it?
Was you listening on the radio instead of your phone?
I'm on my phone, yes.
She trying something.
Shawnee, everything was...
It's so cute. You can look at it right now.
Everything set up to go. It was there. What you heard was it going up and down and then nothing.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I didn't hear anything.
She's like, did they do it?
Okay.
All right, Nikki, hang tight. Hang tight for 1 second. We appreciate you. That was... You think she's working on it?
This is another technology situation.
You think it's a technology situation? Yo, so P.O., man, that was foul, bro.
If I would have lost like that, I would have said, I didn't hear nothing.
What happened? I didn't see anything.
Now, the funniest thing I imagined during that one is if we get someone who it's like, $10. They're like, stop!
Right.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
Right. And you see, as soon as it started, she was like, what? Off the first...
Yeah, but her what sounded like a why is it so low what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't win every single time, but you will have another chance to win in the 8 o'clock hour. Speaking of which, we'll also get into White-ish Wednesday. Laura, what's coming up in the Flashing Lights Report?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, let's see if you guys can guess who is officially the most popular artist according to the Guinness World Records. We'll talk about it next.
All right.
All right. That's coming up next. DJ Cast Uno.
Now everybody go to breakfast.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Shawnee's already plotting. Shawnee's already plotting on hitting on Natalie's friends at the wedding.
Yo, you are not lying.
Yo,
let me tell you. You know when somebody says, oh, I got a friend, it's time, it's never like, come on, I've been around too long for that to even be real. However, he just showed me a picture of his lady's friend.
By the way,
My lord, I
showed you a picture of her before. Before, like,
I feel like I've never seen
like
her before.
Nah, like a year ago, I gave you the exact same spiel about what makes her so cool, and then I showed you her page, and you forgot. Maybe you were distracted. But this time you are not. You're focused.
What?
The best part of the conversation is Cass when yelling, she's out of your league,
bro. No, I didn't yell it. I just casually said it. I said, oh, wow.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Out of your league, bro.
And then Cass laughed and walked out of the room.
And walks out of the room.
And it's like, you got to ask her what's her name, what's her sign. No, listen, hello.
But here's the thing. Shawnee, she is technically... She's technically out of Shawnee's league.
Okay. Because she's in Kenya, Africa.
Well, let's not give away all the information.
I'm sorry.
Just for a variety of things.
Nobody knows.
There we go. No, but like,
nobody heard that.
She has a certain air about her that is like very smart and all these and classy and amazing that none of the dudes on this show in all seriousness should have any shot at.
But Shawnee has
that Shawnee game though.
What's the Shawnee game?
Yo.
What's your name? What's your
sign? What's your name? What's your sign? You know what I'm saying?
We could talk about that. And I got news for you.
What's that?
If that happens, unlike certain unnamed people, I'm not going to go, oh, hell no, walk away, go the other direction. Oh, what, she wants to go home with you? Nah, you going home by yourself.
Exactly. Because that happened.
That is Ebro in real. Yo, literally, the girl is trying to get in the car with Shawnee.
Facts.
And Ebro jumps in like a referee stopping a fight.
Ebro blocked it.
The
Heisman was so crazy.
Ebro blocked the blessings.
Yo, the block of the blessings was crazy. Crazy.
I was like, no.
This is not happening.
And he goes, you ain't gonna end up in my circle. Blah blah. I'm like, he wasn't gonna end up in your circle. He was gonna end up in someone else's circle.
Talk that talk, Logan Brown, dude.
I just spilled my whole coffee. Jeez. Hey, Laura, let's get into flashing lights.
Oh my god, let's go.
Oh, that's crazy.
Crazy.
He basically said he doesn't want you to be. He doesn't want to be your friend, really, Shawnee.
He didn't want it to happen.
No. God forbid Shawnee shows up every once in a while.
You know what I'm saying?
You see him every day already.
It's all in the family.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
So, take a guess, Rosamund. Who do you think is officially the most popular artist according to the Guinness World Records?
The most pop of all time?
Yes.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
It says the most popular artist.
Oh, so not of all time.
Don't add all time, because then you're going to start getting really complicated.
Okay.
Just for amusement.
Let's talk through this.
Okay.
The obvious answer, if this is current, and I'm guessing it's current because she would have said if the person didn't exist anymore.
She said all time. Please.
No, she said just best artist.
The most popular artist.
The person's alive, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, so the person's
That's
alive.
Crazy.
Okay. So most popular artist alive.
One guess.
Well, hold on. We're talking it over. Logically, that would be Beyonce, right?
No.
Okay. You
hold
would
on.
Go
I'm
Beyonce.
Not. I'm trying to talk.
Choose
alive.
Your choice.
Just
choose
calm choice, down.
Because he wants to get it right.
I got a choice. I got two choices. But
no. That's okay. So that's why I'm saying let's all talk through it and then give her the answer. What are you thinking, Cast?
Okay.
I'm thinking it could only be.
Don't respond yet, Laura.
Okay.
It could only be Drake or The Weeknd.
Pick one. Everyone,
what?
Pick
the
one.
Weeknd.
One
of all time.
Weeknd's out. Drake is in.
Drake is in the
conversation. Beyonce's in the conversation.
Beyonce's in the convo.
The most popular artist according to the Guinness World Record.
Oh, Guinness World Record? Okay.
Remember, this person has broken records. Okay, huge records.
Music artist. Do we want to know gender?
No! Just choose one name. What the hell?
Elvis.
Yeah, I mean,
alive.
So wait, real quick, who are we forgetting that's white and is a really big artist?
Because that's what I'm thinking.
Harry Styles.
It's
got to
be somebody white.
Oh, Harry Styles.
Okay, so you choose Harry.
But I don't know Harry
choose
Styles
Harry
like
Styles.
That.
I'm just saying, yo, but Shawnee, he sold out the Garden 14 nights in a row. Okay?
All right, who is it, Laura?
All right, that's it.
I'll say Beyonce. I'll go with Beyonce.
Who do you think, Shawnee? He says Beyonce. Who do you go with?
I'm trying to figure out who's white. Celine Dion, Britney Spears, I don't know.
Right now, Shawnee, how would they be the biggest in the world?
Okay, here we go. What is it, Laura?
All right. So according to the Guinness World Records.
Guinness Book of World Records. Don't disrespect
The Weeknd is statistically the most popular artist across the globe.
Look at me. See, oh my God, I should have stuck with it.
At least according to the Guinness World Records.
But think about, I only said The Weeknd because everybody plays his music. Like they played on pop radio.
Yes.
Hip-hop radio.
Okay, so it says The Weeknd just broke two new records on Spotify, one for the most listens in Spotify history by reaching the 111 million mark, and another for being the first to breach the 100 million monthly listeners mark in general.
100 months.
He recently joined Michael Jackson as the only artist with multiple number one songs from three of his albums. Thanks to Die For You remix with Ariana Grande.
Yo, Cass, that was very impressive. Yes, and Shawnee, the person you and I were both, P.O. just texted me, the person you and I were both thinking of that we couldn't think of was Taylor Swift.
Right.
It was Taylor
Swift.
That is
who I was thinking.
Yes, it was Taylor Swift. Yeah. But
that's why I said Britney Spears. I meant like...
I understand it statistically, but it sounds insane. He's huge, don't get me wrong.
Because you're talking numbers and you said popular.
You know what else?
And Weeknd, you know why else? People don't know this guy.
No, they do. Shawnee's crazy.
By name and
Shawnee, it's crazy. Listen, I went to Universal Studios for Halloween. The whole Universal does this big Halloween thing. The whole thing was themed around The Weeknd and his music. I was like, whoa,
The Weeknd is gargantuan. Yeah, don't get me wrong, but
I feel like he could walk through Brooklyn and probably go in a bodega and get some chips and go back in the car.
Now you've gone too far.
You got too far.
Yeah, you got too far.
Crazy, right? But that's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:02, high of 61 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Whitish Wednesday is coming up next. Ladies and gentlemen, jump on that Hot 97 app so you can hang out with us for the whole 8 o'clock hour.
Yes, we'll be live.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Let's go. Don't forget. We are live on the Hot 97 app, so you download it now. If you haven't downloaded, chat with us. You can watch us in studio, so connect with us.
She had a five out of bed for me.
It's funny. This is one of those songs I wouldn't think of loving that much, but every week when we play it for the intro, I am like...
It still feels good.
I'm happy to hear it every time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, jump on that app. Jump on your Twitter, whatever it may be. Get at us at Rosenberg Radio, at Laura Stiles, at DJ Cast One, at Shawnee Culture. And jump in that chat and hang out with us. We'll all be in the chat hanging out on the Hot 97 app. Cass, how do you feel about the theme of any songs that could play at a white wedding?
Sounds like fun.
So this could be, you know, hard rock songs people love. It could be cheesy dance music. It could be ballads. Just anything that if we were DJing a wedding that was mostly white, we'd be confident would ring off. How's that sound?
All right.
I think it sounds good.
All right,
let's do it.
I'll set it off here. This is one we've played many times, but let's be honest. How often when do you not feel like hearing this song? That's my question.
It's wedding songs, party songs.
Yeah. Some sort of vibe like that. Shawnee, am I up?
No.
Oh. There we go.
All right. Of course.
Oh, yeah. It's like he fell in love with a small town girl.
That's...
Yeah.
Right?
You're pretty
I like those girls.
Really?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And you're not on a hayride. It's just small town.
Yeah. I like that.
Just a small town girl.
living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Pull up the track.
Remix?
Never seen this before, but since we're going to play it, off the new T-Pain Covers album.
This is T-Pain.
T-Pain doing the Journey. Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, my God.
And we, really? Played the, we played the regular one so many times.
Let's hear this.
That's a small town girl.
This is T-Pain.
That's right.
Living in a lonely world.
I like it.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Why is Laura ruining his version of this?
Black.
I saw him perform this last week in LA. Evidence suggests black people like the song also.
Yeah. It just got white. It was black for a minute.
That part's inherently white?
This part is white.
But the way he says street lights is a little more soulful. Yo, it's so crazy how long it takes to get to the Don't Stop Believing part.
It got black.
It got black?
Yeah, it got real black. I'm working hard to get
my feel. You know everybody. How do you, what do you call it when, like, you do a cover of a song and at the end of a part, you just add the little stank to it that the original doesn't have?
That riff.
That little riff thing at the end.
Yeah, vibrato. Riff. Some will win, some
will lose. That's what I mean.
One thing black people gonna do is riff. They will riff the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh no, they're moving their hands.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You're gonna get the riff.
Yo, does any song ever tease? This might be longer than Phil Collins in the Air Tonight for how long like it takes to get to the part.
Right.
I hear it. Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Anyways, that of course is Don't Stop Believing by Journey, but that's the T-Pain version for his, from his On Top of the Covers album.
I like it. Yo, I like the original better.
I mean, that's.
But I like this.
I mean, that is fair. His T-Pain's A Change Gonna Come is fantastic.
Fan. I saw it on your timeline.
Yeah, it's
definitely dope.
It's really, really dope. All right, Cass Luna, what do you got? White wedding theme.
Let's get white.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Let's wedding it up.
Yo, that's a good pull, man.
Let's go. Yo, the first time I ever played this song was at a white wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, I don't remember who it is.
When I'm a-walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out.
This plays at weddings?
Yeah. Is it the Romantics?
No.
Check you out. Let me go on. Like
and people get up and dance to this.
Oh, yeah.
Let me go on.
It's crazy.
Big hands, I know you're the one.
I mean, dance to Jace. Gotta jump around.
They move to it.
Gotta jump around.
I don't even know why.
The Violent Femmes.
I did not remember that.
Yeah, I did not.
Me either. That's why I had to ask Griff. I didn't remember at all. I was like, yo, Griff.
The song I remember.
I said, Griff, what's the song that goes doo 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 doo?
When I'm a walking, I
That's a good one, though.
And then they go real low to the ground right here.
That's right.
They go real low to the ground. I was like, why are they going to the ground?
They all get low?
Yeah, they all get low. Everybody starts to get low.
It's like the choice is yours, Black Sheep.
Exactly.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I'm like, you guys are on the floor for a long time.
I don't even know how I would dance to this.
You would just be on the floor like you would. Oh.
I think you basically just do what you're doing. Yeah, you kind of just move in your floor, head a little bit.
Like a bop.
It is a bop.
It's a bop.
And then you like kind of like, wait. And then you jump back up right now.
Let me go on. Like I was staring at sun. Let me go on.
It's about.
He says, "Jump back up right hands, now." I know you're the one.
You know, I don't know if I know anyone as simultaneously culturally black and white as Griff.
Right.
Griff is like absolutely a black man who knows things that are going on in black culture and absolutely knows every white culture reference there is. Absolutely.
He just knows so much random facts. I love it. Like if I was ever in Cash Cab and really I needed to phone a friend, I'm calling producer Griff. He's my guy.
Yeah. Any of these songs we ask him, he's going to know.
Yeah.
And then you ask him about the stories in his life and you go, black. His story, was it his grandmother who climbed in the coffin at the funeral?
Oh, my God, it's so good.
We going together.
It's so good.
All right, guys, you may hate hearing the song, you may love hearing the song, but I'll tell you what, it's played at a damn lot of weddings.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
You see?
It's kind of grown on me as we go.
Shout out to everybody uptown. She's been living in
I don't know if he was referring to Harlem when he's done it.
Dykeman? No?
I thought we were going to the Heights.
That's how I thought. What year is it? 80s?
83?
Because I'm seeing like Grease. The movie and the hair. This greasy hair.
Well, one of the criticisms people have about Billy Joel with good reason is that a lot of his stuff is like cheesy. But I heard an interview once with him on Howard Stern that made it make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
He said every time he made it was writing a song. He thought of himself as a writer. Mm-hmm. So every time he wrote a song, he had someone else in mind for it. And then he'd be like, I mean, I guess I'll do it. And then he would. And that's why all of his songs sound like some songs are super soulful, sound more like Blue Eyed Soul. Mm-hmm. Some sound super cheesy, like
he just
almost
making
Broadway.
It to be somebody else's hit or whatever.
And then he just did it himself.
Gotcha. Billy Joel.
But the whole vibe, if you remember, the vibe of this video is very Greaser.
Yeah.
He was definitely thinking Greaser vibe, even though it's the 80s.
Right.
I'll tell you this right now, though. I'll tell you this right now. If you get the chance, he pops up at the Garden like every couple of months. He plays the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, that man is 71, maybe.
Mm.
Bro, because his voice isn't that great to start off with, it's a sort of basic voice, mm-hmm. he sounds the exact same as he always did.
Really?
And he goes through the hits. He goes through like 25 joints. Sold out. They do a circular stage, so they sell every single seat in the building. Mm. And it's a party, man. It's a good time. Now,
because it's all hits.
It's just, he got so many hits. hits. That's when you go, and that's what Drake will be like one day. Mm-hmm. You're going to go and be like, oh my God, he sells every single seat and everyone knows the word to every single song. Cast Uno, you are up. White Wedding Classics.
Yeah, we're partying.
This is a good call too. Wow.
We're partying.
You do well with her.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame. Access.
I'm gonna get every white girl on that dance floor. Trust me.
With this thing right here, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
To my right, and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning, and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure, and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay Z song was on. And a Jay Z song was on.
Culture. Is this Miley?
Miley, right?
And the
Jay-Z song was on.
Jay-Z song. I respect it. I respect that big time. Thanks. I always forget about that. I don't even remember the name. Party in the USA?
Yeah.
I don't even remember the name of that song. And that's a big joint. All right. I think Cass would agree. This, if you're going to a modern day, you're like, you know, you're with a youngish wedding.
Okay.
This might be part of that situation.
Tastes like strawberries.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Young Harold Styles.
Just wait. You know this, Johnny.
I know this song.
Only 2 billion plays on Spotify. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Just 2 billion.
And that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in.
I have to.
Breathe me out.
Especially if it's a summer wedding. I mean, I
summertime vibes.
Yo, this is probably going to ring at my wedding.
I'm playing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know it that well though, but I've heard it before.
So I,
it's 2 billion.
I barely knew it when we first played it, and then it sort of entered my. I started noticing it more after that.
Yeah, it's one of those songs you don't notice it's playing until it's playing.
Every time you go into a store, you probably hear it. Like it's.
It feels like store music.
I don't know. Shopping music.
Shopping music.
Laura, I don't know if you feel the same way. I feel like for like a very white pop star, Harry Styles is one of the coolest ones I remember in a long time. Like he's actually got a vibe. I don't listen to him like that, but if you watch him on like a talk show, like an interview talk show or anything, Harry's a pretty cool. He's a pretty cool cat. Andy's not traditionally handsome, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in Zara trying to pick out a nice white shirt. You know what I mean? You need that white shirt to fit just right, that button up.
That's funny. I want your belly
and that summer feeling. Slim fit, slim fit.
I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar.
Yo, shout out. What are Harry Styles fans called? Does he have a name for his fans?
Who?
Harry Styles. This is.
I don't know. The Stylistics?
I don't know.
Yo, listen. I'm going to play the current king of wedding music.
The current king of wedding music?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We may go back to back.
I was going to give you a twofer with this one.
Twofer.
Yeah, two.
By the way, I just want to say, I hate the verses in this song. The chorus is so good. This like rapping style he does irritates a little
bit. This is reggae gentrification.
No, this
just
is
to be clear.
He saved reggae with this one, Shawnee. Be clear.
Did not. Gentrified the Caribbean.
Also,
hold up.
I like it though.
I know.
Somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Unless
my bed sheets smell like
here's
every day discovering something brand new.
It was no remix with like Hoju or something like. I feel like
you
should have.
Someone would have done. I'm sure someone did it.
You dropped the ball there,
so easy.
And he—that's the reception song from Ed Sheeran. And of course, we have the ceremony song.
No, I wasn't. You can't take two. I wanted to.
You played two.
So you had two.
Work like they used to before.
You had two. You gotta give it some.
You had two, baby.
This is fire though.
What and I can't sweep you off.
You did the T-Pain remix.
It's the same song.
Tomato, tomato.
Listen,
remember
man.
The taste of
don't
my
kill
love.
My vibe.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks, darling? I will be loving you till 70.
I need all the couples to the dance floor right now, please. If you're here with your beloved,
baby, man,
you know how to get them to the dance floor.
That's hard. Could still fool us.
Everybody form a circle around the bride and groom.
23.
I do hate that. Don't you dare do that at my wedding.
I'm doing that.
I'm
make a circle around. Get the hell out of here.
People fool in love in
it's tradition. You're going to do it, Rosenberg.
Way. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fool in love with you every single day. And I just want tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart.
It's a winner.
Yo, he's barring it up.
It's a winner. It's thinking a winner. Now
to be your wedding song.
It, by the way, I'm not gonna lie.
This one, I'll start crying.
For a song, it's crazy because it's so played out. That song was so overplayed and crazy, and yet when you hear it now, it always feels nice to hear. That's a tremendous ballad.
That's a double white. What? John Mayer's on the guitar in that.
Wow.
Oh,
see, that,
wow. Thing.
So it's double white.
It's double white.
Griff. By the way, that was producer Griff with Random Facts.
Thank you, producer Griff.
Random Facts.
Now listen. Technically, unfortunately to say.
That was fire.
Technically, I am white.
Technically? I mean, literally.
I get it. I mean, wow. I thought you didn't see race with me, Sean.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
He said literally.
I think since technically.
Sean, he said no, literally.
What do you mean? What do you mean? No, you 100% on.
100%.
So aren't I allowed? Oh, they don't have the clean?
All right, where are you going, Rosenberg? You're
taking
so long.
Hold on. I have to make sure I get the right one. I don't ruin this. So
okay. I got two more songs to get in, man. Come on, let's
no,
go.
No, I got you. Okay. So since I am technically white.
Literally.
And literally also. I can use my wedding as a white wedding song.
Back.
This is correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So in that vein, I am going to play something you could hear specifically, even if it's the only white wedding you ever hear it at. You would hear it at my wedding, I hope.
Okay.
Okay.
Eminem?
No, he didn't.
I knew it.
Don't do it again. What? What?
You knew it?
Two times. I said Eminem, right?
Oh, for sure.
Nah. It's Snow.
This is special right here.
What?
Toast to the boogie.
Yo, Rosenberg loves his remix.
I love
it. Oh,
top 10 Rosenberg remix of all time.
It's gonna be on the dance floor.
Just let me lay back and kick some old simplistic hip. Don't slip. Start rise like Limp Bizkit. Stone guilty conscience at concerts and watch my piss. Knock each other unconscious.
Yo, Dre's flip though of the original it's like just different enough.
It's packed and full of cars. Somebody crowds me and Snoop draw is from Crenshaw, from Long Beach to South Central. Knock these again. These prone ignorant men with head again. You and what army could harm me? D-R-E and Shady with Doggy from Long Beach. They came a long way. To
now, correct me, Cass. I'm good, right? It's if the artist of the song is white, right?
I mean,
this is black.
I don't know.
I mean, Eminem's pretty white, though. You can't deny that.
I mean yeah, he's literally white.
Pickets outside, begin to scope offices every night. What if he's right?
It don't feel like white. It's a hard follow up to the other song.
I couldn't go that direction. He'd taken the best. I had to go a different way.
I have not. There's more. There's way better than that.
But he hit that corner.
Screaming
like,
at night and screaming at mom, scheming to leave. Run away from home and grow to be as evil as me. I just want you all to notice me and people to see that somewhere deep down is a decent human being in me. It just can't be found. So the reason you've been seeing this me is because this is me now. The recent dude who's being this mean. So when you see me dressing up like a nerd on TV or heard the CD using the word so freely, it's just me being me. Here, want me to tone it down? Suck my.
Wow.
You happy now? Look here. Wow. It's causing trouble everywhere that I go. Ask the bouncers in the club because they know.
Cass won it back.
They throw me out the back door.
After Rosenberg got all the dudes on the dance floor and got all the girls off the dance floor.
He scared all
the girls away.
After my in-laws have now left the wedding.
And everybody starts crip walking on the wedding floor.
I have to go. Hold on, ladies. Hold on. I got you.
Don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere.
Picks up their gown.
That's when you pick up your gown and go back to the floor.
This is when I pick up my gift bag and leave.
It's when the girls put on the slippers. They take off their high heel shoes and put on the slippers. Rosenberg, you better have the slippers ready. Have the slippers ready.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, by the way, it's amazing. Two things. That's another song that Cass has hit that I should not like, and yet I love hearing it every time.
It's one of those.
And when you meet girls now, you can see like TikTok videos of girls who are kids now who all know this song.
Still rocking. Yeah.
Now, Cass, here I'm going to tag team pause with you right here. Same kind of vibe for me. Shouldn't like hearing this song, and for some reason I do.
Yep.
Feels like Michael Jackson. Mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
if you go back to back with these two, everyone's staying out.
You're good.
You're good.
Oh, this is definitely a whitest wedding.
We definitely. It's a good one.
They got about the Shelly D. What was the rapper name who remixed it? He was like Bismarck's brother. His name is Shelly D.
Oh, Cool V.
Cool V?
Not the DJ. You know, he had a brother that did a song, Shelly something.
You're right.
Bismarck, bro.
Diamond Shell?
Diamond Shell, yeah. Oh, what a night, yeah.
Fire. And now I have the wedding, the white wedding closer after everybody's drunk.
Perfect.
The nights.
Close it out. Take us home.
We're closing it out.
Y'all have gift bags or anything?
Anybody?
Where's the valet? I can't find my ticket. I got to get my valet ticket.
Right. Is there a food truck after this? I'm drunk.
Food truck?
Oh, man. Somebody give me an Uber. I'm going to have to leave the car here tonight.
Yeah. It's been fun, though. It's been a fun night.
That's right. Where it began. Great wedding, man.
Where do I put the envelope?
Where's the envelope box?
Where's the envelope box? You gave him to your dad. He got it.
Oh, okay. Good luck. Good luck.
Okay, jeez.
Wasn't the spring. Yankee fans are like, I hate this song. And spring became the summer.
Who'd have believed you'd come along? Who's she? I didn't see her here all night.
Too late then. Oh, she got a man with her. Touching hands. Is there an after party? Where's the hotel bar? Hotel bar.
Shot. One last shot for the road.
One last shot, man.
For the wedding crew.
Come on. Let's go.
Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so
So good. So good. So good.
Such a good wedding. Who was the crazy person? Who's that? Who's she related to? Who was dancing on the floor?
Yo, Shawnee, did you get lucky? Did you score her number?
I did get this other chick's number.
Yeah.
You saw the one with the red dress?
I saw her. I was like, ooh, she's right in
Shawnee. Shawnee loves imagining a party, by the way. Yeah. Yo, shout out to my boy Ty Butler from ESPN who just hit me and said, yup, I do hate this song. Yankee fans hate this song because it's a Red Sox song.
Facts. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Vibes.
By the way, interesting fact, well, maybe a fact that I'd never heard, sent to us by someone on Twitter, saying the reason Shape of You sounds so weird is that Ed Sheeran wrote it for Rihanna. Rihanna passed, wow. But those rap verses were supposed to be Rihanna rapping, and they'd sound a lot more natural if it was her. And what? That is true. Wow. And by the way, real quick, if Rihanna, in fact, passed on that, I have something for you.
Wow. Congratulations. You played yourself.
She feel like it's
not by the way, would it make sense for a woman to be singing about the shape of you? Like, people don't usually have the shape of men. That's usually a woman conversation.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Hourglass thing.
I got to look into this. I got to dig into this. All right, Shawnee, do you have a culture classic?
I got a couple of culture classics. And, you know, because when we get to this time of the year, it's the spring.
Right.
And spring brings about new love.
That's right.
Oh my God, Shawnee!
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people trying to find that new spring love.
And you hit the right one, the acapella version. Let's go.
Yes, this is the one.
Saying.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello,
and I said hi.
I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught.
That's how you get out of the friend zone.
In physical attraction.
This was
but
big.
To my satisfaction, baby, you're more than just a friend.
More than just a friend.
And if I ever fall in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. And if I ever fall in love, so true, so true, I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
Weird how big, isn't it weird how big this song is? It's this weird how big this song is for how not big the group is now.
Right, Shy.
You don't like Shy has a few songs.
Hold up.
Promise that you'll never leave me lonely.
It's hard to cut up. This is so great.
You gotta, you're my friend though.
The my friend.
I just wanna be the one to serve you.
We
gotta get to that
high part. Business singing this at like 10 years old.
I know.
No business.
You gotta get to the high part.
You got to.
And if I ever fall in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. If I ever fall
sing it, Rose.
In love, so true.
Man, here we go.
I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
Hit that high note, my brother.
My friend, I need someone.
Wow, Laura.
Here we go.
Wow.
To be with me.
This is it, Laura, right here. Hit it.
Don't hit it.
Hit it.
Please share my love with me, my friend. I need someone like you.
And when you find that friend,
and if I
that you could fall in love with. And you know you got the one.
A friend, if I ever fall in love, so true, so true, I will be sure that's not a lady.
That's crazy.
Now, Laura,
that's when you realize.
This was so good.
Why did you say a 10-year-old had no business singing? This is actually a clean R&B song, I feel like, from the early 90s.
I just feel like at that time, so, we had no business singing this.
But all they're saying is, yeah, but they're just saying if I ever fall in love. Jodeci was literally just singing about putting babies in people.
I mean, right. That's like, all of it, though. All of it.
This is just a love song. You just didn't understand what you're talking about.
But once you find that friend that you can spend the rest of your life with, you can sing this song.
Just me and you. Ooh, wow. Baby.
You know what I'm saying? This for the spring lovers.
Very spring.
You can hear the wind blowing in this song.
You can. I hear the wind.
Just the two, just me and you, ooh, baby.
This is in Boys in the Hood too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big spot in Boys in the Hood.
That shy though, right? That was crazy.
Needless to say, you know I really want you. I feel like you can make me happy.
I do just love how you can hear the breeze blowing too.
Yeah.
Like right, for time's sake, I'll keep it pushing.
All right, here we go.
Saying? And the last tune, just on the same spring kind of vibes, you know what I'm saying? You can't move too fast.
Right. You gotta. Wow, you gotta move nice and slow, is what you're saying.
You gotta move nice and slow. Just a couple of feel goods.
You know, coming over, right? Hey,
baby, tell me what you want.
Where was he at 7 o'clock?
For me already, baby.
On the
you gotta know where he was at 7 o'clock.
He was in his drop top.
Yeah.
He was in his drop top.
Give me 10 minutes. Be ready. Hey.
What was he doing in the drop top?
Sean, are you sitting here thinking about my girl's friends? Does he be whispering this in their ear at the wedding?
I'm in my drop top. Who's in the streets?
Oh, shout out to Molly.
Sean, he got a drop top?
Yeah. Pretty little thing that's waiting for me.
Go ahead, Laura.
I pull up anticipating.
I watched the video yesterday too. This was like his transition from a child star to like,
I got plans to
yeah, for sure,
sex symbol.
Hands in places I've never seen. Girl, you know what I mean. Let me take you to a place nice and quiet. Lay it down. Girl, you got me saying my, my, my. That I could pull over and get this thing started running.
Cause
I want to do something freaky to you, baby.
All right,
Laura. I don't think
it's on. Casting your slow dancing.
Yo, because I haven't heard this in a minute.
Yeah, it's funny. We haven't heard this often.
By the way, I hear his Vegas show is amazing.
Oh, it looks incredible.
I've been hearing that too.
That would be fun.
Y-M-O-N-D. Hey, baby, tell me what you want to do with me. Got it in the light show to see. Every time that you roll with me, holding me, trying to keep control of me nice and slowly. You know, never letting go, never messing up the flow. This is how the hook go, come on.
Let me take you to a place nice and quiet. There ain't no one better into it. Ain't got a rush. I just wanna take it nice and
Let me tell you, ladies, be careful. Shawnee Culture will be out here in these summer streets.
What? This summer, it is so...
You're going to be driving bump in this.
Man.
Just looking out the window.
Yeah. I'm so free right now.
Free as a bird.
Man.
So tell me what you want to do.
Tell me what you want to do with me.
You know and also, saying? What's your sign?
Right.
What is your sign? I think we're compatible.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
He's not, but we are. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, our new email. Please hit us up. We're here for you.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
She saved you.
Right, save lives.
Shawnee Culture, do what you do.
Let's cleanse the energy. Zen, 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 zen.
Oh, thank you. I feel cleansed.
You have to shift the energy from whatever it was.
Right.
Shake it off.
I feel very cleansed right now.
Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us, who needs our healing?
That's right.
So many. So damn many. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's the email address. Keep it short and sweet today, because I got to tell you, I had a couple of potentially good emails. One person said they were editing it and shortening it up. I swear to God, guys, it might have been 12 paragraphs.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to max out with like two paragraphs.
That's it. Straight to the point.
You can't give. If you need to just list facts, I'm 25. She's 34. Three kids.
Right.
But just list it. You mm-hmm. cannot write an entire life story. There's no way to get through it.
Jesus.
Now, praise Jesus. Now, hi, Guru Crew.
Okay.
I've been with my boyfriend for almost 13 years.
Wow, okay. Mm. Uh-huh.
Stay tuned. It's not great. Mm. I would like to say about 70% of the relationship, my boyfriend has cheated on me.
Oh.
Okay.
And always gave the side chick more attention and more items than I ever got in my life. and then says, not that I'm jealous. Well, I mean, it would be reasonable to be jealous about that, by the way.
Okay.
Or anything, but I've been with this guy for so long, and there was so much stuff that I thought he would get at least some of what I'd ever asked for. Mm-hmm. I've only asked for a washer and a dryer and a vacuum. Mm-hmm. Basically, just stuff for the house. But he's always made me feel like you know what, and talking down to me. Now, I'm pregnant with the third kid. Second with him, and I don't feel good. I don't feel happy. I don't even think we should have this kid, but I'm too far along, and I've announced the pregnancy. What should I do?
Oh, my God.
What?
I mean, it's just like a general life question.
What should you do?
The first thing you should do, and I'm sorry to do this because this is tough. The first thing you should do is hit yourself with the button.
Yeah, let's go there.
This is hard.
Congratulations.
But,
you played yourself.
I mean, listen, I believe people can work through things. But if you're saying to yourself, he's cheated 70% of the time
mm-hmm.
and talks down to you
mm-hmm.
and gives you nothing that you just want for the house. First of all, I'd hit you with the button just for the only thing you've ever wanted for in your house.
Right,
stuff
was
to
a
make,
vacuum.
Was a vacuum to clean up for him.
Washing machine.
And a washing machine.
And a washer. Yo, that is so sad. That is so sad.
Oh, my God. And honestly, it sounds to me like you are the side one.
Yeah, I was wondering
like
who
is the side chick, relationship who happened to get pregnant.
Yeah. Like, are you the main? Is she the side? But it seems to me that she is accepting of this relationship.
Right. She just wants some basic respect.
Yeah. So I'm like, not going to completely judge her on what we would think is the standard because she's out of the standard.
You know what, Shine? It's a good point. She clearly isn't that mad about that part.
Yeah. She's okay with this polygamous situation. She just wants to be treated with a certain level of respect within it.
Just treated at least like first place.
Exactly.
She doesn't mind that there's a second and third place.
She doesn't mind that you have other things to do. She just wants to be able to get the basics so that she could be happy.
Can I just say, though,
oh, God.
If that's the case.
And there's many out there.
No, there are. If that's the case that she's comfortable with her position, that dude, for treating her that way when she's already cool.
She's down.
You are such human filth. You are human filth.
Because you got the situation where everyone she's down with whatever you're doing.
And you have to, because the truth is, at the end of the day, not all men, but a lot of men, literally nothing's enough. What they have to do is break the rules. So even if the rules are wide open, they're still going to find a way to break them. Because you're letting him do anything, that's not enough. Now I got to treat you like garbage too?
Right.
Come on, fam. That's sad. Y'all have kids together?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And you need to love and respect yourself more.
I'm sorry.
You have to. Like, you have to know that you're worth, you know what I mean? You're more than this. Unless you're okay with the situation. But if you are not, let's just say she's not.
If she's not.
You know what I mean? Like, figure out a way to just co-parent, because now you're going to have two kids with this person, and move on. That's it. You got to move on with your life, right? Because if you're not happy with this arrangement, it doesn't sound to me like he wants to change.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to change.
He's not interested in anything else but what he's giving you.
Yeah. If it, Laura's right. If you are not okay with this, get a spine, figure out how to do it independently, and move into a situation that you can be happy with your life, because you're not happy here.
And you're going to have children who grow up seeing that is the way relationships work, and that's how a mom and wife can be treated.
Yeah.
Wife, I guess they're just together. Oh, by the way, the fact that she said boyfriend of 13 years and they're going the second kid, I'm sorry, that kind of tells you all you need to know.
And he's cheated 70% of the time.
Because he's got another lady. I'm saying.
We don't know if it's multiple. We don't know. But he's not present for her. And he's not going to be. He doesn't want to.
And also, if we were to ask her.
She said the side chick. Like, she knows the other person.
Right. Real quick, if we were to ask her, just the fact they've been together 13 years and have two kids and are not married. Mm-hmm. Right. If we were to ask her, is that really what your top choice would be? My guess is she would say no.
I think
90% of the time.
I feel like she's with it. She's with it. But I think
because she has no spine, though.
Yeah, but
no self-worth.
If she's with it and they're comfortable with it, because I'm with if everybody is comfortable, which she's not because she wants a washing machine, you need to have the conversation and say, look, I'm okay with what you're doing. I just need a certain level of respect within our union.
But she also has to ask herself. She also has to dig deep in herself and ask if she's really okay with it. Or if she's accepted being essentially whatever.
Right, so because then, she literally said that she's not happy. So she needs to figure out what it's going to make her happy and do that.
Are you in or are you out?
Because she said, I'm not happy. That was the last thing. And that's what stood out to me the most, because she, in this, whatever the situation is, whether she accepted it or not, at this very moment, she's not happy in that situation.
And before she has a conversation with him, Cast,
yeah,
she really needs to have a conversation probably for a couple months with a therapist and figure out what you really want. Because you're so in this right now, you might not even know. So anyways, Laura, we all agree.
Yes.
She needs to go within herself and have a conversation and then have a real conversation with this guy.
And probably burn that down.
I would say probably burn it down.
Burn it down.
Don't think he's changing.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm going to do weakness.
1-800-223-9797. Get on the line this moment so we can play Beat the Buzzer. In the meantime, in between time, how about a little flash of lights with Laura Stiles?
Yeah, let's do it.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
The big headlines are that Tekashi 6ix9ine was savagely beaten by a group of men inside a South Florida gym. They're saying he was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. He had swelling and damage to his face, injuries to his jaw, ribs, back. Now they're saying that he was at I believe it was an LA Fitness by himself. He was in the sauna when a group of men approached him and started beating him up. Now, there's a video of them beating him. Mm-hmm. But the more I look at this, I don't know. Yep. King Louis was like, I don't know if I buy this. Is this a setup?
Yeah, I saw the video. It doesn't look real.
You think it's fake?
In my take, it doesn't look real.
Now,
and I'm not saying that it's not real, but it doesn't look real.
I didn't see it at first. It was early. And then when our team here, Louis and Rasan, said, what if this is not real? I was like, you know what? The kicks don't look real. Mm-hmm. Why would someone be able to be comfortably filming this and then release it?
And then
it doesn't make any sense. And then if someone comes up to him as he's leaving, it's like, hey, I'm a fan. Like, it's
like,
just
I didn't
all
beat you up, I'm a fan. He's just walking out, bloody face, but just kind of walking out, swinging his braid. I don't know.
It's starting to feel fake.
Feels fake. Juicy.
I don't know.
Tekashi Smollett is
and we're not declaring that it is fake.
We don't know.
But Louis, can you make an image? Can you make a little gif of Tekashi Smollett? Because that's feels fishy.
I mean, we'll keep you posted.
Tried to get in the news at the Mexico game the other day. Now he's back in the news again with this.
Yeah. You don't find that suspicious?
Anyway, that's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:52, a high of 61 degrees, and alternate site parking is in effect. Oh, we got somebody. It's time.
Let's play Beat the Buzzer. We do it twice every single morning.
Gabriella.
Hi, good morning.
Gabriella.
Now, Gabriella.
How you guys doing?
We're great. And you're about to be great, at least we hope. Do you know how to play the game?
I do. I'm so excited. I've been calling like every day.
Okay, Gabriella, we have faith in you. You know what to do, all right? When you hear the amount that you want, you yell, stop.
Okay.
But don't get greedy, Gabriella, because you've seen what's happened to other people.
Exactly.
So I know.
Be ready.
All right.
Gabriella, it's your chance to beat the buzzer. Here we go.
$250. $25. $50. $140. $200.
She said stop.
Did you say stop?
She said stop.
She did. She on 140. Like, on 140.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. You get $140, Gabriella. Let's hear where it was going to go, though. We got to dig in because 140 is good. That was a tough one. You made a smart choice because going up and down. But, Johnny, we have no idea where it went.
We need to know where.
Yeah, let's hear where it was actually going to go.
$150. $100.
Back to 100.
$175. $250.
All right, so you could have gotten 250, but I think it was a smart choice. Yeah. You got out and got a little cash in your pocket. Treat yourself to a nice dinner this weekend. Go out on the town. Gabriella, thank you so much.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thank you. I love you guys. Listen to everything.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, exactly. She is. Hang on 1 second, Gabriella. Oh, you will have another chance to win at noon and then 4 and 5 o'clock with Nessa.
Awesome.
Thanks, Gabby.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The number one show in the city.
Hot 97. Wake up.
What's up? It's your girl, Billy B, straight out of Brooklyn. Check out my episode of 4 Minutes of Fire.
4 Minutes of Fire.
Okay.
New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Billy. Love. Roses are red, bitch. I'm Big Billy Blue. I be on my shit. Give a fuck about you. Watch how I move. Got these bitches confused. They can't step how I step. They can't do what I do. Riding my dick, but you ain't making payments.
4 Minutes of Fire. A Hot 97 podcast.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.